W-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Hail Yes podcast. I am your host, Haley Gamba. How is everyone doing today? I have so many updates for you guys. I'm so excited to be telling you guys about all the things that have happened to me this week. First and foremost, I had a major hair transformation. If you don't follow me on Instagram, then you wouldn't know this, but I went blonde. I am officially a blondie, and I have not been blonde since I want to say 2017 or 2018. I went blonde for the last time before I shaved my head. And I believe that the blonde kind of prompted the head shave in the first place. But I went blonde in 2018, 2017, because I was taking all of my knowledge that I learned in hair school and I literally did not apply it to my own hair. And I was just getting super excited about using bleach and toner and all of that. And I pretty much like ruined my hair. And it wasn't even in the worst hair condition, but it was more about how the color payoff came out. Like, it was just too yellow and brassy. So I think I had a little bit of like a crash out after that, and I ended up shaving my head. So that was the last time I was blonde. And I said for years I would never bleach my hair again. I was so against it. I just felt like it was such a damaging thing to do to your hair. But here we are, and I have literally no regrets. I look so gorgeous. I feel so me, as weird as that sounds. And I don't know, I used to have my hair highlighted back in high school and I loved the way it looked. It was just very much my signature look back then. And I feel like we're bringing it back, but better. Shout out to Don. He works at Antonio's Salon in Livingston, New Jersey. He is a master colorist. And I just felt like my hair was in such good hands. So I'm really happy with the transformation and I just feel so beautiful. Now, I just also feel like I am able to wake up and look amazing. There is something so wonderful about having dimension in the hair. I don't know. Those who have highlights can definitely relate. When I was waking up prior with like my virgin brown hair, which by the way, I absolutely love my natural hair color, but I felt like I needed to do a lot of manipulation to it to make it look nice. Where now, like, I just wake and shake and I love the way my hair looks. And I was so afraid of it not matching my current fashion. Like, I guess I just assumed if I went blonde that it wouldn't look good with all of the clothes that I own, but it actually looks amazing. It looks better than before. So I'm just so excited to get out, take on the town, look like the new version of me. Welcome, blonde Haley, into 2025. Sidebar, and this is so random, but is anybody struggling or suffering from having any type of sickness right now? It has been spreading like wildfire throughout my gym and my town. Everyone has the stomach bug or the flu. And I am such a hypochondriac that I am like constantly feeling minor symptoms throughout the week. And then I get like so scared and freaked out that I'm going to get it. But I just think that that's my anxiety. So I've been just taking it easy and not doing so much. But yeah, guys, like, it's just been really crazy out here. It's giving Rona. It's really given Rona. Every single person I know has had something in the past week or so. So I'm just taking it easy. I went to the gym yesterday. I didn't feel so great. And then I noticed that so many of the people who had the stomach bug like the day before were there, and it gave me the ick. So I literally just did about 2 to 3 workouts and left. I was like, no, I can't be here. I don't want to breathe this air. I was being so dramatic, but like, guys, like, if you're sick, stay home. Like, I don't know. Like, I just feel like that's common sense. And it just doesn't spread as easily if you just let yourself sweat it out and get better before you start interacting with society again. Well, I'm going out tonight and I'm really excited. I actually have such a jam-packed day. I have a brunch with a girlfriend that it's actually our first time ever going out together, and I'm really excited. And then later I'm going out with my friend Bridget. We're gonna break Dry January. This is the one and only time that we're doing it. We have had this planned for weeks now, and I'm really excited. We're just gonna go out. We're gonna get some sushi, have some cocktails, and just enjoy the night. I'm gonna take on the town with my new blonde hair and feel really beautiful and sexy. And then back to Dry January starting tomorrow. I am not getting back in the swing of drinking every weekend again. It just was not doing the body good. So this was like my one little cheat evening just to have a good time and let loose. So I'm a little bit excited about that. I'm hoping that somewhere in the middle, I can get my nails done today. I was supposed to do it earlier in the week and I just did not have the time. So hopefully we can kind of do that today. I really wanted to discuss today classy ways to handle disrespect. And what made me think about this topic was I have been doing consults all week. For those who don't know, I do one-on-one consults and I usually book them over on my Instagram. So go and follow me at Haley Gampa on Instagram if you want to book a one-on-one session with me. And I actually booked so many people the past 2 weeks. And everyone's story is a little bit different, but there's a lot of common underlying themes amongst everybody's consult. The one thing that I think a lot of people really struggle with is dealing with disrespect, being a people pleaser, trying to navigate their emotions in a healthy way. And as someone who is a passionate Cancer, okay, born July 14th, 1997, I am the most passionate, crazy girl you'll ever meet. I feel like I am the queen of bottling up an emotion, a feeling, and then boom, bursting it out. I am very good with my words. I know how to cut deep. And I've learned as I've gotten older that yes, it's great to be good with your words, but it's not necessarily a flex. I've also learned in life that you can be right and still be wrong. And what I mean by this is just because you are right in the literal sense does not mean that you are right in the sense of, was that the best thing to do or say? Was that the smartest thing to do? Did that need to happen in order for you to get your point across? And a lot of the times the answer is no, especially if it hurts someone else, especially if it disrespects yourself, especially if it depletes your energy. And I have learned as I've gotten older to emotionally regulate and handle situations in a good way. There is so many different tactics to handling disrespect. And I'm going to try to go through all of the different scenarios that I can think of and how I would handle them based on being a classier, more educated version of myself today. I find that it is very important to me to present in a way that has couth and class, in a way that has decorum, and in a way that shows you cannot penetrate this aura. Not always is it about presenting as something. I am not super obsessed with how I'm perceived because at the end of the day, we cannot control people's thoughts, comments, and concerns about us. But what we can control is how things affect us and how it can take away from our energy, our time, our aura, and our magnetism. And I am busy. I don't have time to be going back and forth. I don't have time to be dealing with things that cause me emotional turmoil. And that was a decision I had to make for the betterment of my life. When I chose to choose me, that was the best thing I could ever do for myself. And those who get it, get it. There's a lot of people out here who settle, who tolerate a lot, and who ignore a lot because they are afraid of choosing themselves. I am not that person. I maybe was for certain chapters of my life. I think a lot of people don't like to admit it, but in certain chapters of our life, we will accept certain things because we don't want to be alone. We maybe have low self-worth, low self-esteem, and it could cause us to make not great decisions in our life. But once we snap out of that, or we increase our self-worth, or we practice self-love, that's when we start to question certain behaviors. And I'm a big believer in reciprocity. That is a word that is very prevalent in my life. If I am giving something to someone, I want to receive the same type of treatment back. So that's a big thing for me. And I could not like someone and still treat them well. And that is something that I hold very true to me. And there are certain people who just cannot and will not be that. And that's fine. That's not up to me. You cannot control others' behavior. You can only have control over yourself. So when we are discussing today classy ways to handle disrespect, I need you guys to understand that this is about how you can control yourself, your mouth, your energy, and how you come off. You can't control what the other person does, says, thinks, feels, none of that.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Now, I'm a big believer in creating distance between people who make you feel a certain way. So if you feel like you are being disrespected and somebody is not honoring the things that you require in order for them to be in your life, distance is an answer. And I understand that for a lot of you, you are really someone who loves to use your words a lot. You love to describe things to people. You love to analyze things with people. You love to break things down. But there are some people out there who are choosing to misunderstand you and who love to practice weaponized incompetence. They do not want to show up in a way that is suitable for your life. And with that, I create distance. Not everything requires a conversation or a talk. And I think a lot of you feel like you need to always talk to people because you need to explain how you're feeling and you need to tell people how they're behaving. But I promise you, 99% of the time, if the disrespect is loud, they know what they are doing. People don't need to be babied when it pertains to disrespect. And it's really not our responsibility to teach people how to heal, to teach people how to behave. And if this person is blatantly disrespectful to you, but they are able to show up in a better way to their boss, to their mother, to their sister, then that means that they are very much aware of their behavior. So with that, distance is required. What constitutes disrespect? I really think that it depends on what you're willing to tolerate. I am a big believer in if I say something is important to me and someone ignores that, that's disrespectful. When somebody speaks to me in a certain way, raises their voice at me, talks to me in a condescending or passive aggressive way, that is disrespect. When someone hits below the belt, when someone does something to get a reaction out of me, when someone is manipulative or tries to hurt me, that is disrespect. So that is something that I do not play with in my life. And if I feel like this person is doing that to me, I can create distance very easily. I will cut off communication. Not always do I send a paragraph. I maybe will tell you once, if I really care about you, I will tell you, hey, I don't like that. That is disrespectful. We're not gonna go there. And I'll say it in a very even keel, normal toned voice. And I'll let them know that that is not something that's welcome in my life. And if they do it again, distance. That's it. Something that I am taking with me in 2025 is blocking before reacting. And I've been doing this for some time now, but every once in a while, I would snap, okay? And I'm learning that, again, people know what they're doing. And I think that there are some people out there that enjoy getting people to have an emotional breakdown. So let's just say you start talking to a guy tomorrow and you guys talk for a week. And at the end of the week, he says something that's a little crude, a little disrespectful. And you have not invested that much time in this person. And you're noticing that you've collected some data over the week. And this person seems to be a little bit unaware. Maybe they are a little bit rude. And they just don't have good decorum. And let's just say at the end of the week, they say something so outlandish and so crazy like, oh, I can't wait to clap those cheeks when I see you. Rather than giving this person your last breath, just block them. I know. Can you believe it? We can block people without having an argument. I am a big believer in if you say something that does not align with how I speak, how I live, how I talk, how I am, I don't need to break it down for you. You knew what you were getting into when you came into this. When you came into this life with me, you knew what you were getting into. And I think that the best way to show people how you like to be treated, how you like to be spoken to, is how you show up for yourself and how you speak. So if you're showing up in a classy way and you're showing that you have high intellect, you are well-spoken, you are kind, you're compassionate, and then they don't match that, well, then they're just not your person, and it doesn't require for you to teach them that. Let them go and find someone that aligns with their way of speaking. If they think that it's funny, they think that it's humorous in some way, let them go find someone who finds that funny. I hate whenever like I meet a guy and he'll say something like, oh, you know, I don't like girls who like can't take a joke. And it's like, well, I can't take a joke, sorry. And then they get upset and I'm like, no, listen, I don't know you well. So if you're gonna say a joke that kind of has like a mean-spirited undertone, it's not that I am sensitive, it's that you don't know me well enough to be making those types of comments to me. And it's not a matter of, oh my God, I can't handle it. It's that, why do you feel comfortable speaking to someone you don't know like that? I would never walk up to somebody in the grocery store and be like, oh my God, your hair is so messy. Why would I say that to someone? And then I would go, oh my God, I'm just joking. I'm just messing with you. But I don't know that person. So if I would never say that to someone in public, why are you saying it to me? You don't know me. So whenever someone has like a passive aggressive, joking, sarcastic undertone, being that I am not that person and I don't like that, I just don't associate and I'll block you. There are so many things that constitute blocking. Somebody just like catcalling you, heckling you, whether it's in your DMs or in person or whatever, somebody being obnoxious, somebody wanting something from you that you cannot provide. I am a big believer in just blocking and removing. And that also goes for people that have been a part of your life in the past, whether it's a friend, a family member, or a guy that you've dated. And let's just say they are no longer a healthy addition to your life, you don't need to have them on your timeline. You don't need to have them on your For You page. There are even times in my life where somebody didn't even do anything to me, but I don't want to see their stuff because I know it would trigger something in me. I just block. And for those who are like, no, just heal so you're not triggered, healing requires time. And in that time of healing, they should not be present in your space. So blocking would help that. I'm a big believer in blocking. I would suggest to start utilizing the button in 2025 if you're someone who vacillates between removing someone fully or letting them view your stuff. But, you know, you're just like, oh, well, I just want to, you know, have them miss me. I promise you they will miss you when they're blocked. Another way to handle disrespect is no response. If somebody says something to me that I don't like, or if I feel like somebody is not matching my energy in a healthy way, like they're not being reciprocal conversationally, and it just feels like dry or uncomfortable or like they don't really want to be here, rather than me like always needing to be like, hey, like, is everything okay? Like, are we good? I just don't respond, especially with people who I don't have a long-standing history with. I don't know you well enough to break down why you are being bad with communication. I don't know you well enough to understand the inner workings of your emotions and how you handle them. I don't need to respond to everything. If I feel like a message that was sent to me was not really important enough to respond to, I just won't respond. And I'm a big believer in that. This can go for people being rude. This can go for people being dry. This can go for people just wanting something from you and you don't feel comfortable with giving that to that person. You don't need to answer it. You don't need to respond to it. And this even goes for if somebody says something in a message and it's to manipulate you, and maybe they put in that message a few things that were kind of mean-spirited, but the overall undertone of the message was to like address a specific thing, you can almost ignore all of the nasty things that they said and respond in a way where it protects your peace and your boundaries, but you're not giving them the energy when it pertains to the things that they wanted you to react to. I find that people say things for a reaction. They want to see, can I get this person riled up? Is there something that I can do to trigger this person? And if you almost blatantly ignore the bait because they're trying to have you catch this bait, they're going to be like, wow, this person really is not going for it. They're not having it. They are not going to allow me to just show up any which way. And this takes time. This takes a lot of emotional regulation, but it preserves your peace and it allows you to come out on top. I am semi-ego driven in the sense of I don't want someone to be able to say that they got one up on me. And the reason why is because I've done so much work on myself that me getting out of character, me acting out, me doing something that is not the Haley way would make me feel like all of that work that I did just went back. And listen, we're going to make mistakes. We're going to do things at times that are not super aligned with our higher self, but if you can prevent it, try to. So I will always think before I speak, and I won't even allow people to penetrate certain parts of me in that way. So I just won't respond. Another way to handle disrespect in a classy way is by never matching energy. Now, I have a few scenarios in my life where I could tell that somebody was trying to mean girl me, and I'm the ultimate mean girl in the sense of I will never actually be mean to you, but I will treat you like you don't exist. And that is my way of mean girling you back. And it's not because I'm trying to hurt you, but it's because I'm trying to let you know that you cannot get into my space. You are not allowed and welcome in my life and in my energetic field. So, for instance, there was a girl that was hanging out with a guy that I hung out with, and him and I briefly were seeing each other. And I'm gonna be honest with you guys, I ended up realizing that he's just not a really great person, and it dissipated and everything ended fine. I genuinely was always very kind to him whenever I would see him out because, again, no hard feelings, I just don't like you. And he, I think, kind of had the door slightly open when it pertained to me, where like he would come up to me and see if I would hang out with him again or whatever. And I would always be like, no, and I would kind of dodge it. So I wouldn't be surprised if he was a little sour about the fact that I'm kind to him, but I don't let him in my space anymore. So anyways, fast forward, he was hanging out with this girl and it seemed as if they were friends, not that they were ever dating, but that they were friends. And I kind of know why. I think that she's really not his physical type, but it's very possible that she could be into him. But I don't care because I don't care to dissect these things because you're not a part of my life, neither of you. So I was out and I noticed that she was mean girling me a little bit. So I went to the bathroom and she ended up coming in and she looked me up and down and was snarling at me and making all these like noises and sounds. And at first I was kind of taken aback because I'm like, who is this person? And then later on, I realized, oh, she's with him. So it's very possible that maybe he gave her a little bit of background on me, or maybe he spoke highly of me and it bothered her. Who knows? I genuinely don't care. But she was literally trying to have some sort of like stare off, nasty, mean girl stare off in some way. And whenever I notice that a girl is doing that with me, because I literally don't care about you at all, I'm going to treat you like I literally don't care about you at all. I think in the bathroom, I initially laughed to myself, and not out loud, but like in my head, I laughed. And then I snapped back into reality and said, oh, this person like wants my attention, wants my energy. I am going to treat her like she doesn't exist. I do not match energy. Your energy is disgusting. It's gross. It's not the energy that I live in. I have a very luxurious, beautiful, happy, and joyous life because I curated it to be that way. And I'll be damned if someone with bad energy, bad spirit, and horrible vibes is going to bring me down to their level. I can be cutting. I can say something very nasty to this girl and she would go home crying. And that used to be how I would handle things because, listen, I'm Sicilian, I'm a Cancer, and I'm crazy. So I could really get into your face and say some shit. But I'm just not that person anymore. It's just not who I am because I actually prefer treating people like that, like they don't exist. And let me tell y'all something. When you treat someone like they don't matter, it hurts them more than arguing with them. If you really want to cut deep on an insecure, mean person, treat them like they don't matter, like they don't exist.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
So here she is staring at me later on in the evening across the bar, and I'm literally looking at everybody but her. I'm smiling, I'm laughing, I'm enjoying my time, and I'm literally looking through her. I'm not matching your energy. I'm not stooping to your level. Your level is the bottom, and I've been at the top for a long time, sweetie. And for me, I like to kill people with kindness. That is my entire being. That's my entire testimony to this day. I give women advice. I help women. I want the best for women. Even the women that I don't necessarily like, I still want the best for because I just want people to live good lives. That being said, I don't wish ill on this person. If you want to be mean and nasty because of a guy that I don't even give time to, go and do that over there. Hopefully you get better. Hopefully you get well. And I'm just going to like literally treat you like you don't exist. And if like, let's just say she like got in my face or said anything, I'd be like, hi, like, who are you? Do I know you? And then let's just say she was going to go back and forth. I'd be like, listen, babe, I'm not doing this with you. I don't know you, but I hope you have a really great night and walk away. Keep it short. Keep it sweet. Keep it classy. Leave the conversation to a minimum. Even if you walk away, like if you just kind of do like a little laugh and walk away, that's even great as well because you're not giving these people your time. I'm not giving someone with poor energy my time and energy. I'm not giving them a lot of speaking time. I'm just not doing it. So learning how to emotionally regulate, look through people, not match energy, and just continue on with having a really good night, a really good day, and a really good life. Another amazing way to handle disrespect, if it's from a mean girl, is to always positively speak about someone who possibly could be bad-mouthing you or trying to make you look bad. There is nothing sexier than a woman who, when somebody comes up, oh my God, this person was saying X, Y, and Z about you, and they're trying to get a rise out of you, and you say back, oh, that's so unfortunate. I really liked her, and walk away. Oh my God, that is so confident. That is so sexy. And granted, in certain instances, that might not be the truth, but you will never get me to stoop to the level of the gossipy, nasty women who want to see me sweat what they're thinking. I will always speak highly of people or not speak about people at all. And this took a lot of self-work because if I ever heard someone saying something about me and I was finding out for the very first time, it would trigger something in me because I was caught off guard. I didn't know that this person felt this way, or I would get triggered by the fact that people are speaking of me negatively when I'm not around. And I'd go, what? Oh my God, I can't believe that. Why would she say that? That bitch, blah, blah, blah. And I would just kind of get very turned up, where now I'm like, oh, that's so unfortunate. I really liked her. Or wow, that's not very kind to repeat. Or, oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. I think she's really cool, and walk away. Oh my God, it just makes you look so good. It makes you look amazing when people try to tear you down and you have nothing but positive vibes regardless. Like, you're just not letting that make you feel or look any type of way. And taking the high road will always be the best option, will always be the best bet. And I know it takes so much emotional regulatory skills, but I promise you, with time, with experience, with actually just doing it, you're gonna get better at it. I refuse to talk poorly about people I don't like. And I promise you guys, I don't like some people. I can say that. We are not meant to like everyone, okay? That would be weird. There are a lot of not great, disrespectful, manipulative, narcissistic, unhappy people walking this earth. I'd be damned if I sat here and told you guys that I like everyone. No, there's a lot of people I don't like. But you wanna know what I do? I either one, don't talk about them at all, or two, I will speak about the good times I had with that person, and I'll keep it short, I'll keep it cute, and I'll keep it pushing. There have been friendships I've lost, romantic partners that I haven't been with anymore, romantic partnerships that I've had, and I really try to keep it cute and keep it muted because people want to see you care. People want to see you sweat them. People want to see if they can trigger an emotion out of you. And if you literally sit back and say, you know, that person really served a purpose in my life and I enjoyed the time we had. Yeah, we had a little falling out, but it is what it is and I'm fine. That is just such a classy response to disrespect, to people trying to get a rise out of you, to just people trying to get you to say something. And I'm a big believer in keeping a lot of your hurt feelings to yourself when it pertains to this because it is nobody's business. It is nobody's business. And honestly, I believe that statement to be true. People do serve a specific purpose in our lives, especially the people that we once really cared for and now we no longer like, or maybe we no longer are with. And I'm a big believer in everything in my life served a specific purpose. So there's no hard feelings. And that's just how I keep it. So try to think like that and you will feel a lot better when you are being disrespected or when you are being tested. I hope that these ways really inspired you guys to start showing up a little classier with your responses. This is going to make you look so peaceful, so joyous, so classy, and it might even inspire people to be more positive. I'm a big believer that if you remain positive, it might inspire others, and other people will be a little bit more respectful about certain things. I love this way of thinking. It takes time, it takes effort, it takes discipline. But I know you guys can do it. I love you guys so much, and I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode, and we'll talk next week. Bye, everyone.
Pioneer.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.